This is the Daily Update, Friday, October 21st, 2016. Trump booed as he rips into Hillary at the Catholic charity dinner. Now, I listened to these reports. I watched what happened. He got booed a couple of times, but not booed in the way that you would think that people would get booed, which is pretty funny. It's supposed to be a dinner where they roast each other, so maybe he went a little overboard, but I don't think he could help himself at this point. And when he said that Hillary was there pretending not to hate Catholics, that's when they booed. Of course, it was a Catholic charity dinner. So the Pope said he's not a Christian anyway, so I wouldn't worry about it, Donald. The dinner was not as ugly as the media painted, as always. You know, the media is so against Donald Trump that it just almost makes me feel sorry for the guy. You know, Trump has always had a problem with the New York elites. They have never taken them in. You know, he's this wealthy dude and they're old money. They consider him new money. So for a long time, he's had a battle with people from, let's say, Westchester. And then now he buys golf courses, and he buys country clubs, he buys all these things and puts his name on it as just his mental way of expressing himself that he's achieved something even more so what they've achieved. He made a statement that, you know, he's there and, you know, here's all these New York elites and they've always asked him for help and he's always helped. Now, since he's run for president, he's a rotten, disgusting scoundrel. I think that very interesting that he said that. When Trump called Hillary Clinton in the debate a nasty woman, people are harping on that. You know, it's a gynocentric culture right now. So they're harping on, oh, how dare you say nasty woman and whatever. And, you know, this is stuff that Hillary's brought upon herself. Donald Trump even saying that Rosie O'Donnell is looking nicer in his eyes at the roast. And he laughed about that. He can laugh at himself, though. And it's important to laugh at yourself. Hillary does not laugh at herself, which is pretty interesting. Trump, to me, seems very tired, very slow, very lethargic. And he's not looking too good. I think that the road to the White House, for somebody who's not prepared to do it like that and someone who's not a politician who knows the game, is a very hard road. And he's being criticized from nearly every angle, even though more than half of the country supports him, it would seem. Another pay-to-play scandal with a Moroccan king that paid $12 million to meet with Hillary Clinton. You know, this, again, comes out in these emails. It was part of the Clinton Global Initiative where the money went into. This king gave her $12 million to show up to a conference so he can get some deals. She didn't show up. She opted to campaign instead and sent Bill and Chelsea in her place. In another email, Huma, which is her right-hand woman, said that Hillary created this mess and she knows it. So, you know, more conflict of interest, more pay to play, more, hey, if you give me millions of dollars, you could have a cushy job or you can sit down and we'll talk and I'll do you favors. Is this really what people want out of their president? This is the thing. She's a lying, cheating thief, and there's no easier way to say it. A cyber attack has hit the East Coast. It disrupted Twitter, Spotify, Amazon, Airbnb, Reddit, and a whole bunch of others. A company called Dyn, and they got hit, and then they fixed the attack and got hit again. This is the deal. And I'll tell you, I'm a PI, and I'm in cybersecurity also. There is no real way to protect yourself if you're being bombarded by hackers. They're going to find a way in. It's usually a backdoor that somebody creates, or it's a personnel issue. But still, people are for sale. And hackers are out there, and cyber threats are out there. Cyber threats at all time high. So I'm going to tell you guys out there, protect your information. There's some smart things you can do to protect your information. There's a lot of information out there. There's no reason not to, okay? So this is a Daily Update with Michael Angley. Friday, October 21st, 2016, on UPRN, United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.7 New Orleans. I will see you guys on Monday. Have a great weekend.